We're only in Chabal Mubeis by the Mishnah. Nidre Havoy. So we said one of the four Adorim is Nidre Havoy. So what is Nidre Havoy? Omer Kodem. So to Nidre Havoy are the Adorim which are. Just imagination. They're not real. Kainim im l'reisi b'derech hazeh k'elim mitzrayim. I'm making a kainim that should be yosin me if I didn't see traveling over here the mouth of people of Selim mitzrayim. Im l'reisi nochr k'kar space abad, or I didn't see a snake which is girth was as thick as the beam which they used for the base abad, which is a very, very, very large, thick piece of wood. So he doesn't mean. So we say, one second, the mice of the Nachash wasn't that big. And it wasn't. See, he meant to make this thing awesome. He didn't mean to. He was just exaggerating. He didn't seriously mean that. Okay, so to run. Nidre Havoy. Omar, Kerem im Larisi, but there is a Kerem Mitzrayim. Im Larisi Kenochash Kakaras Vesabat. Nearly the Tana Trey Gabni Noka. So Tana gave two examples. The Sudabra cases, Chad Ashach Be Guzma. It's a case where exaggeration is normal, the Hain of Kerem Mitzrayim. The Obed Inish, the Chichazi in Shituva, Gozim Omer, Kerlim Mitzrayim. So I saw a million people. You didn't see a million people. No, but you know, that's how people talk. One case is not, the case wasn't the case of Guzma. The Hanu Nochash occurs based upon the Kiman, the Mefreshin, and the Gemara. He doesn't mean that he's discussing the size of the animal, and then the guzman will make sense. El Toruf, versus the case of we're talking about a case where the animal has it is like has bands in it. So he's saying that the way the shape of the curse base abad, it's a piece of wood. So there's always little like crevices and cracks in it. So the nachash also has that. Now, he's not saying a language of exaggeration. Torah curse base abad, shein shum nachash torah klal, right? In general, there's no pock marks on a snake. So, whereas over here, at a piece of wood, there are pieces. It's not perfect shape. So there's crevices and there's cracks, etc. So there's no snake. Snake is smooth. So still, we say that he's not saying Derek Guzma, but obviously he doesn't mean it, because like you don't find such a thing. So whatever he means, but he doesn't really mean to make the thing also. The Shinan Tanah, the Chikol Yisr Paris, Bechad Mehani Nidre Bottle. So either one of these, the Neder is not Chal. Bechokad Bechad Taimel Chudei. Each one has its own reasoning. Chiyomer Kainam Alai Paris. So the person says that Paris should be Osir. If I didn't see the mouth of people over here, Kerlem Mitzrayim, so brother, but then who the Lolitzurole, obviously it's not Osir. Why? The Kushta Kamar. He's saying the truth. Why? He didn't see Kerlem Mitzrayim. But no, Kiman Shiro Am Rav, he saw a large group. That's how people talk. See, he's saying the truth. He's saying, I'm Amish, saw a lot of people here. That's what this phrase, seeing Kerlem Mitzrayim, is a code phrase for saying I saw a lot of people, and he did see a lot of people. Saying so, the I'm telling you, if I didn't see a lot of people, the parish should be osur. But you did see a lot of people, so the parish aren't osur. So that's what he meant. So the chiddush is we translate the phrase kala mitzrayim, not precisely, but meaning a lot of people. Okay, so over there the point is that we accept his phrase as saying the truth. But he Omar Imar Isi Nochash Kurse Sabad Nami Paris Mutar but Mitai Machrino. You never saw a nachash kars beis abad. It doesn't exist. So he's not saying I saw something like it. We're not translating it as a derech guzma because it doesn't work either. Mishum, so why the person torn? Then Dinalay the Daita says I'll touch up. Shalom Lesser is a Paris Niskavan. He doesn't mean to make the Paris also. She can't lo hear Lolitlo Isura, but tonight. I mean, I'm telling you, you know, I'm making it osur, but right now it's not. Right now it's not daytime. The Paris is osur. I mean, what are you saying? We know it's not daytime. So you want to be the Paris is osur? Just say Paris is osur. Like, what are you throwing this tonight for? It's sounds you don't mean that. Al hoyo lo osur alav b'muklach. Shuri af kishahista kish v'kiyotzim zeh and let's know inyan. Your tonight doesn't add anything. So Shain Bain Oyster Stam the Master the Bakir said Klum. So you didn't add anything more by the tonight because the tonight is ridiculous. And it's obviously the tonight is you didn't see such a thing and therefore the Paris saucer. So what's the purpose of this tonight? Alavada Amrin and Shalom Lesser Paris bought. His goal wasn't that of the payers. His goal was to say his tall tale. Klomer Sharaw Nachash Kars Beis Abad. He's saying, listen, believe me, I'm telling you, I'm Amish, I saw Nachash Kars Beis Abad, and if not, I mean to ask the parents. So what's his goal? His goal is not to ask the parents. His goal is to convince you that he saw a weird thing. Right?
But don't we know it's Shapiro? So I don't quite get what he's really accomplishing.
So the Chachamim know that it's Shaker, and you know that it's Shaker, and the guy, the country bumpkin, was sitting by the pickle barrel in the country store, says, "Wow, really? Right, that's what he wanted to accomplish. He wanted to accomplish to get a rise out of the people." And he said, "Nah, I didn't mean it. You know, okay, fine." But his point was just to say that the goal wasn't to ask the parents, because ask the parents, it's a waste of his time. His
example of the guy by the pickle barrel is probably more familiar with snakes than the other folks.
No, okay, whatever. So now I understand the Gemara in Shuas. Gabi Shuas Shav. He says, "Im lo reisi gomel haparech ba'avir, im lo reisi nochash kurs beisabad." So over there, the Mor gives these two examples. Well, Atana Hosam Kel Mitzrayim. Why didn't say a third example, paralleling to the Mishnah over here? That another example is Kel Mitzrayim. They're all Shuah Shav. I swear I saw nochash kurs beisabad. I swear I saw in this street Kel Mitzrayim. Why don't you give that example? The answer is, because over there he wouldn't get Malkus. Why? It's false, but it's not false because we understand that phrase is a phrase which is used by people to mean I saw a lot of people, and that's true, he did. So there's no Shua Shav over there. But saying you saw Nachash Kars Beis Abad is false. Which that's like I saw a flying camel. You didn't see a flying camel, right? So that's a Shua Shav. So say over here the same example. We don't need that's enough. That's a parallel to a Nachash Kars Beis Abad. But that's not our goal. The goal isn't to say two cases. The goal is to say two different cases would have a different, a whole different type of issue. The Trey Gavni, the boy, the Mishnah, the Hanu Midi, the Shabbe Guzma, but the Shabbe Guzma, Hotanoda, we already said a case of a Guzma, a case of non Guzma. So we don't need to say the case of the Gomel Perea.
Yeah, I guess the question is over there, which was why you need both of those.
Fair question.
Why?
So why the Marbother give two examples of the same thing? Okay. Okay. Something more Tana. Did you have I'm retarded? Shuas Havoy Asurim. Now, there's a Gersa on the side, which is not like this, which is where the Gersa which the Ran follows. Kishem Shinidwe Havoy Mutorim Kach Shuas Havoy Mutoris. If you make a shvua along these lines vis-a-vis Paris with the Tanai, he said, listen, I'm making a shvua that I'm not going to eat any Paris if I didn't see Kerala Mitzrayim. So he's not also. So Moore says, okay, Moore says, but then the Moore says, Hekidami Shua Savoy. Ilamidam Shua im Lori Isi Bederachaze that he says a Shua that he didn't see Kedam Mitzrayim. So Midam Kamar, what did he say? That there was where the Ron's going to touch means he didn't really, it's not really a Shuas Havoy in the sense that we're saying and that's all he said. The more is saying, so what did he say? He didn't say anything. He didn't make it tonight papers on that at all. Okay. So he says, if I didn't see, so what's the phrase? I swear, if I didn't see, I swear what? So Rabbiya, no shua shereisi. The shua is that I saw. So right now he's just trying to convince the people that he saw something. He says, I swear I saw Kelim Mitzrayim. Amarle Rava im kein lomale the meimar. Boy, do me the neder katani. So, like, what's the goal? And the parallel has to be parallel to the case of Neder. El Amar Rava, the Rava case is Barmer Yosu Paris Arlam Alai Veshua in Marisi Bederach Hazek Kerlam Mitzrayim. So the parallel case, it's a parallel case to Nador, but not that he's answering with the Kainam, he's answering with a Shua. Okay, so and we're saying, according to the Skirsa, that the Shua is mutter. Okay, so just like with the case of Neder, that it's not chal, but the case of Shua is not chal either. Amar the Ravina Ravashi. Dilma Hai Gavra. Kina the Shum Shimoni Chosa. He saw a ant's nest with swarms of ants. Vasaklah and Shmok early Mitzrayim. He called them early Mitzrayim. That he saw, like, you know, so many ants, it looks like Erlem Mitzrayim. And therefore, he's, the Shua is, he didn't say what he saw, what type of thing that he saw. And maybe this, what he saw was millions of ants. Right? So now there's a serious shua going on based on the lashon that he's saying. Generally, the person swears, he's swearing to talk to people. And we're not using that phrase unless we would specify it.
I understand. I mean, if he did see the ants, if he had seen this nest of ants, so the parents wouldn't be ulcer because he did see Kol Mitzrayim.
Well, now we'd have to go count. No, he talk mean seriously that number. No. By people, it's Derek Guzman. By ants, it's not necessarily Derek Guzman, because it's a giant. By people, it's not giant, so we assume it's Derek Guzman. By ants, you can have a swarm with millions of ants. But, okay, now we have to count. So now it's a serious shua. We have to be environment. It's not just, it's mutter, because he didn't mean that. That's the Morris cash. The Morris says, no, he can't make a shua based on his own das.
I seem to remember we spoke about certain areas in New York, the city, as having soil and soil, and therefore the pools are too corrupt.
No, but you're not going to see that. Our site doesn't allow us to let you go up into a helicopter. You're not going to see Kol Mitzrayim.
We have buildings 100 stories tall, considerable distance up and down the road.
I understand, but you still, to be able to sight that amount of people with your eyes is very. And more, I saw you can't see that mass of people.
Yeah, you can extrapolate. You see, just a huge crowd.
Right.
I mean, maybe nowadays it's a little different. I don't know, because we have maybe larger crowds than they have with larger populations.
It's like the president of the inauguration. You have people that call in the be serious.
Okay, I'm not sure where we bring Elias. Okay.
Of course, Jared doesn't say it, we're okay.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay. Moore says, "Well, die to the nafshelo over inish to mishtava." The person swears. You're saying he's only swearing al das how people perceive it. He's not swearing on his own das. Well, Hatanya, shem hashbiyah noisoy. We learn from the shuas when we're mashbiyah the edim, or mashbiyah the. A person, a shuan bezdin, armim loy, heavy yadeya. Shalal tanai b'shevelipcha anu mashbiyim v'yischot el datenu b'das bezdin. So we're coming to tell him, in the case where he's making a shua, which is a shua, which has is a relevance to affect his financial obligations with other people. So Bezdin's forcing him to swear. Shuam Bezdin, we specify you can't make up the terms over here. We're defining the terms. Okay. So Lafuke Mai, what are we trying to come Lafuke? Love Lafuke. Vasilahu is kundari. Vasilahu shmo zuzi. So we're discussing over here that whether he owes his money or not. And he's saying that I only owe him 50 zoos and not 100 zoos. Right? So Ruben's been to pay him coins. And he's saying only 100 coins. He's only saying only 50 coins. He says, Zuzi, maybe in his game over here, in his mind, Zuzi is a word for pieces of wood. I owe 50 pieces of wood, not 100 pieces of wood. I don't know why. I don't owe 100 pieces of wood. So I'm not swearing falsely. So the Bezin is saying, listen, that's very nice. That's what you would mean if you make a shua. But since you make a shua al datenu, we when we say zuzin, we mean coins, metal coins of money. But since we have to point that out, which means it's shy that a person makes a shua, even though nobody understands that he meant that, but that's what he meant. And we need to say lafuke that that's not, you can't use that type of a language when we're dealing with dinim amanus. But now your person making a shua sister, person makes a shua, I'll die tell you. And he means ants, call them a tribe. You're saying no. Person will never make a shua like that. He always makes a shua how people are going to perceive it. You see, not like that. If we need to point out over there that don't do that, means when a stubborn person could do that.
That
a person would swear based on his own terms, and we need to point out by dinim amanus you can't do that. Okay. Moshe says, "Look, what we're coming lafuke is the following: mikanya the rabba. We come lafuke the case of the rod, which took place in the story with rabba. Okay, or rabba, sorry. Thou gavra the havi masig mechabri zuzi. Reuben or Shimon. Reuben had a claim on Shimon of money." So Shimon or Reuben money. Also came to the rabbis. They went to Bezdin to Rava. I'm on the Lord Brazil parlay. So Rava, based on the case, said he has to pay. He said, "Omli pratizo, I paid." Omli Rava, in kain zil, ishtabule the prate. Swear that you paid. Okay. So the guy did the following. Also, by Sikanya, he took a hollow rod, put the coins inside of it. And then he used that as his support to walk to Bezin. You do me a favor, can you hold this? I have to hold this Sefer Torah right now, and I swear, can you hold this staff for me for a second? So then he swore on the Sefer Torah that he paid. He gave him everything that he has to give him, which is true. There was the full value of the loan in the staff. So he's making the shua. He's making the shua shua. Now after the shua, he took his staff back. So he has a great plan. He didn't swear falsely. He gave him the whole thing. He swore the truth. Took his staff back and walked out. Right? Great plan. So what happened was that the Malva got so angry that this fellow swore falsely in Bezdin in his mind, but he took the staff, he broke the staff, and the money poured out. It turned out that he said the truth. So that's what we're worried about. But that a person should say that Zuzi means sticks of wood, that's not an option. When the person says Zuzi, he means to use it as standard usage. So over here, the word I paid him, okay, it's different ways of saying I paid him. So, but that a person should have a right to make up a new definition of a word and swear based on that we're not worried about. So we're also, when a person says that I saw Karla Mitzrayim, The use of the word Olam Mitzrayim means people, because that's what came out of Mitzrayim. And you can't say I meant ants. So I'm not worried about that possibility. Okay. Let's see a little bit of Ron. Just a little bit of Ron over here. Kachshuush havoy mutaris. Klerman shaperis mutarim. Shum how time of the priest of Mastisin. The shu was not effective because he's just been megaz. Miu b'midi l'shape guzma. So that works for the case of El Mitzrayim. What about a case where Guz is not shaykh, like they said in the Mishnah? He could go and perech ba'avir menachosh kares based about. He totally is to pay his alayu lucky mishum shuvah shav. There, there's a different problem with shuvah shav. The iu lo lesser payers niskaven. No time of the ksiv. He's not. He doesn't mean das to the payers. Because just asked to the parents already. So what does he mean to say? I'm telling you I saw this. He wants to try sound convincing. Well, that's a shua shav, because it's not true. Alavada yotza shua l'shav. Lorma shura darvizet. Behind the masis and the shuas, it's not hustle. Okay, gavna, loike mishma shua shav. Mashayke minadorim, the nidre shav, like a malchus. So by shua, there's taka malchus for shua shav. By neder, there's no malchus for a neder shav. So the only issue is the status of the payers. So the payers are mutter. So that's our Mishnah. In regards to the status of the payers, in all the cases, the payers would be mutter. By shua or by neder. That's all he said. It's meaning. What is it? So this sentence doesn't make any sense. Now the first lashon of the sheker, which the midam is translated as sheker, lav dafka l'klomer l'loy dover kesiv kro ach l'sheker shemarti. The word sheker means for no purpose, so it doesn't necessarily mean false. It just means it's purposeless. So this phrase is purposeless. Correct. The person would swear right that was nighttime. It's also shua shav. It is nighttime, so but they don't need to swear about that. Okay, let's hold it here.